A USDA report shows that feedlots during June acquired 1.52 million head of cattle, 3% above June a year ago. Many analysts were expecting those placements to be anywhere from 4 to 10% higher.
I was expecting a slightly higher number as well.
Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shay O'Shagham gave us the reasons he thought placements would be higher than 3%.
We walked into the quarter with 5% more cattle outside feedlots. We saw relatively good prices. There was an abundance of grass, which would have helped support an inventory. And with the lower feeder calf prices and return to some degree of profitability in terms of a break-even for a feedlot.
All of that then had a lot of people expecting more placements. So Shagham says
this report will probably have some rather bullish connotations for the futures market.
Fed steers right now bringing about $31 a hundredweight less than last year. But Shagham says it's not just because of larger cattle numbers. It's
pressure from increased broiler supplies, increased pork supplies.
He said that may dull the bullish effects of Friday's USDA report. Shagham told us
there is still an expansionary pull. It may not be as strong as it would have been earlier.
The report showing feedlots as we started July with almost 3.5 million head of heifers and heifer calves, up 5% from a year ago, and the percentage of heifers compared to the entire inventory also up a little bit.
Some of those heifers, which may have been kept for addition to the breeding herd during this point in time, if you go back and you think about normal cycle, you would be breeding towards the end of May, early June for a spring calving. There simply may have been a decision by some cow-calf operators to not grow the herd as much as they would have thought earlier in the year.
As prices for feeders have dropped quite a bit the last few months, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.